She and Anton have taken many into their home and nursed till their earthly course was run. We thank you, Lord, for the love that has radiated from their lives. And now we ask for thy presence as we remember thy saint and faithful servant. Here today because of our love for you and Andrew. You know, no matter what we know of our God's sure promises, there's still the heartache of lifelong separate ties. All down through the ages, starting with Adam himself, these heartaches began. We know the tears can well up from our heart, from many heart conditions. Jesus wept. And he wept, sympathizing tears. He said to Martha, "Your brother Lazarus is going to rise again." And after Mary at his feet said, "Lord, now I can hear. My brother will not die." The count said that Jesus wept. But then, let's never forget Jesus' precious words. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." It's interesting to recall Job. Job saying, he says, "Now I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning." What did Job do? He meant in that morning, in that millennial morning, in that night of death and weeping is past. We think of joy coming in the morning. We call the psalmist, "Thou turnest men to destruction, to death, and saith, Return ye children of men." And then a very interesting thing it says, 1,000 years would be at the watch of the night. There was 1,000 years, whether you slept for 1,000 years, 1 week, or 1 month, or 100, to be on the watch in the night. To go to sleep, God is sleeping. So, friends, God has given us some many wonderful promises to those who are called to be partakers, be part of a little flock. Now, the 116th Psalm, when David said, precious the sight of the Lord is the best of the saints. You know, we think of Anthony's calling by God. And then it's full consecration, right? Full consecration. It came about before I was born. I've known him for 62 years. You know, those that know him are going to know what I mean when I say the butterfly has flown. Or the butterfly has put out to sea. You know, the butterfly on the little reef here, instead of butterfly on his pajamas, butterfly on his wallpaper, butterfly on his pillowcase, butterfly on his lamp, pictures all over the house. You know, he loved this picture of caterpillar, earthbound, eating things of the earth, and he likened it to an earthly-minded man. And then he told of this transformation that took place, now into a airborne creature. No more drawing teeth. Now he was a creature who was only able to feed on the nectar drawn out of heavenly flowers. Very interesting, you know. They say that this nectar that this butterfly draws out from his flowers, that the best of all the nectars are taken, and this radiates through the wings and through the body of the male butterfly. We can't smell it. And I couldn't help but be thrilled with what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:15. For we are as God, a sweet savor of Christ, to them that are saved, and to them that perish. The strength that has been shown by both Anthony and Luke, we all know, is God-given. Everything he taught had to be backed by a thus saith the Lord. You know, creeds or man-oriented traditions, they all fell by his belief that we have to rule all things and hold fast that which is good. If anyone that I know of who has done that, my dear brother has. He did. And you know, he believed, as Adam did, some one day Satan's head would be crushed. The adversary would no longer have any power. He believed the promise to Abraham. through his seed, through the seed of Abraham, would all, A-L-L, all the families of the earth someday be blessed. First, this heavenly class, which is likened unto the stars of heaven, but also an earthly, is spoke to that as the sands of the ship. Then these two classes, shown later in the first and the second resurrection, heaven shall be destroyed, and earth shall be destroyed. I have to be the earth. We saw two world wars come and go, and many others in between. We saw, and we often spoke about, fishers that the prophet Jeremiah told of, and would try. They would first, these fishermen would first try to fish the Jew out of their diaspora slumber, try to get them to return. He saw how God then had to use the hunters, or a hunter, as Jeremiah said, hunters. Hitler and the Axis powers to finally shake them, and then they went home. And the 6,000 were destroyed. All these prophetic fulfillments strengthened his faith. He was known as the oldest and the longest continuously operating radio amateur in the world. Long before licenses were ever required, he called himself MX. It was 1908. He was on the air almost every day, from 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. He was talking to the boys, we call them, on a graveyard net. He spoke to them for well over 30 years. And he was known to them as their chaplain. I'm sure he left many spiritual gems with them that they're never going to get. He also spoke every day on the air to his precious daughter Ruth. You know, God likens his drawn out people that he gives to his son. As Jesus saying, those that my Father has given me, it was those that he's drawing out of the world that he's given to his son, he likens them to jewels. Not an instant jewel, but a cleansed and polished jewel. You know, the jewel has no light of itself. You could stumble over a bushel of jewels in the dark and you wouldn't know if you were stepping on pebbles. So, it has no light of itself. It only can reflect. Is anyone here, have a friend, neighbor, brother, sister, have been touched by Andrew or Lou? have seen the reflection of the Father in Jesus. Through the grace of Jesus. When God says, our righteousness is like filthy rags. But if we accept His Son, ask for forgiveness, He will start to direct our paths to the pathways of righteousness. And only then will the world begin to see Jesus. Life is surely not this. In his writing, in his lecture, in his tape, I'm sure that we could find an answer to almost any biblical question. Thus saith the Lord. We think of his work with Israel's tabernacle and his writings could possibly be the most comprehensive available. In his latter years, it appears that God has given him many mathematical confirmations. And this I could see was strengthening his faith. You know, I'd often ask him a question that no one I ever knew had answered. He would think about it. And usually not more than 1 or 2 days later, I get a phone call and say, August, I have an answer for you. Come on. He had a deep appreciation of God's stone witness, the great pyramid. He knew that it was a witness. Sign that would do one thing, prove the Bible. He saw in its passage system the fall of man from paradise, the paradise in Eden. He often spoke of the picture shown in the pyramid is the giving of the law to Israel. But we know that Israel is not able to keep the law the way it was plucked by God as it was plucked in the pyramid. He told of the well of life. Jesus had opened a new way. A new day or age in which he, God, through his Son, will call first, bless, test, and try a little flock that would eventually, with Jesus, bless the rest of the prisoners of hope sleeping in the grave. Take away creeds, traditions, and you know what you've got? You've got the divine plan of the ages of beautifully synchronous plan, and you can attest to it. Precious, loving God. We're told about a day then coming that Peter and others spoke about as the times of restitution, as spoken by the mouth of all the prophets since the world began. This earth is going to be restored. All of it. One big Garden of Eden. Most prophets spoke about times of restitution, the restoration of all things. It was to restore to the earth what Adam lost in Eden. This is the paradise. This is the paradise promised to the thief on the cross. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." This place, Comer, has messed up this verse a bit, but if you read this, do some studying, you'll find out that Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Can't you know anything like that? He taught and believed God's promise. The sleeping saints would be resurrected, and his feet like secret return. And the rest of the sleeping saints then changed the twinkle of an eye at their death. He believed that he taught it because it's God's saying. Our God. But our God taught that all in their graves, called by Zechariah, prisoners of hope. Zechariah calls them, prisoners of hope, will be resurrected and then given a chance. You know, with Satan bound, paradise restored, few men will ever want to have any part of 6,000 years of sin, sickness, disease, and death in that day. And if they do, if they look back and long for the old life, they'll be everlastingly destroyed. This is the second death, of which there would be no resurrection. Dear friends, as Anthony taught, the promises to the billions who are now asleep are going to be grand. What? So the promises to those called now, who forsake the world and its allurements, and then follow in the Master's footsteps, to them, God has promised a reward beyond human comprehension. As partakers of divine nature. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:1, "For we know, as what's the following confused, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. A house not made with hands. The he speaks about something eternal in the heavens. But Anton knew the requirements. He knew the requirements. As John said, be thou faithful unto death. And I'll give you a crown of life. John also said, you're going to have tribulation. This is no fear. You know, only God knew of Anton's and Lou's trials. But what he has left us to see, what he has let us see of their lives, has been a blessing and an encouragement. I'm sure you can all say amen to that. Before we close with prayer, Ruth's daughter, Ruthie, is going to sing us the Lord's Prayer. blessed years. Our dear brother Anthony has been with us. Many we might forget, but his legacy inspired by me. Will not be soon forgotten. We're thankful to thee for all thy precious promises, knowing that all signs point to thy kingdom soon to come, even in this generation. We ask that you be of a comfort to Louise, Ruth, Vincent, and the family. The day is an adjustment, and that nice spirit might touch anyone here with a receptive heart to me and I touch the promise. Lord, we thank you for your words of comfort, for your precious word, the Bible, through the lips of our dear brother Anthony. We look forward to the day when we will see him again. Thank you for all your words of comfort. Goodness to Jesus. Amen.
carry trees, leaves are gone. We know of a surety that when the springtime comes, we're going to see their resurrection. You know, man today looks at the world conditions today and his heart fails with fear. It fails with fear of things coming from the earth. We're still followers of Jesus. To lift up their heads and rejoice when they see these things. Now, Anthony and Lou have been watching for over 70 years. For any article that I or any others might find showing prophecy being fulfilled, for he's saying, you all share. Often said in the latter years, I wonder, the Lord must have some reason for keeping me around so long. Well, I could see an answer, you know, I'm sure he has said, as Paul said in Philippians 1, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be my life. Paul continues, he says, nevertheless, this is to abide in the flesh is more needful for you than to put in the flesh. But Paul felt he was needed. And he said, and his life work has been a blessing to innumerable. Hope held out before the world has been. Christ, having given himself a ransom for sinners, he tasted death for every man. Just Jesus. Amen. And soon, you know, God says that this. Would commence the great work of destroying by restoring mankind. By eventually destroying all mankind. And then so he said, thus, by this, I'm going to swallow up. I can believe because God said that. When this church, this little flock, the veil of ignorance. When he speaks about the blind's eyes and the next age being opened, it's the blindness and ignorance of not understanding God's plan. Destroy this veil of ignorance. This covering. Now, as you memorize, what lesson one day on the road applying to the Jerusalem. This poem was produced by a short-lived operator from the end of the week. Overcome in this age. And in the age to come, looks good. Thank you for your loving Son, Jesus, who made all this possible. Friends, you know, Anton has stood where I'm standing for over 60 times. 60 friends have been that he's buried. And you know, all the times that I've stood where you are, he's always recited this poem from memory. The poem was Crossing the Bar. He said, "The sunset, an evening star, one clear call from me. May there be no the morning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam. And that which drew from out the boundless deep turns home again. Twilight, an evening bell, and after that the dark. And may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place, the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Said yesterday, the butterfly has flown, the butterfly has crossed the bar. You know, Anton said just a day or so ago, he said, I want to be a friend, be a man on the side of the road. You know, a good Samaritan. And that's the hopes of all those that have put their trust in the Lord, that someday they will be a help to the man on the side of the road, the world of mankind, who the church is being trained for. The night before he closed his eyes, Sunday night, he spoke all night long. He asked that God would be with everyone here. He named everyone that he knew by name. And all his children, grandchildren, great children. He asked that the Lord would bless Israel. With everyone left behind. You know, if anyone that I have known is standing at God's call with fourth quarter mark, Anthony was only God knows. Lord and Father, we thank thee for the grace of providing Jesus for our ransom. We thank thee for the for thy peace, and we thank thee for thy love that's been shown through Anton and his family. We ask that you be with them all, guide them, comfort them, and bless them. Through thy son Jesus.